Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin consolidates after $40,000 surge as analysts eyes weekly higher low for the Bitcoin price action. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as shared here by Matthew Hyland, Bitcoin needs to close the February monthly candle above 38,500 in order to avoid having its fourth straight red monthly candle for the first time since the 2018 bear market. And as shared here by on-chain analyst Jan Woos, this is a reminder that the unprecedented decline in Bitcoin balances on exchanges is still ongoing. While it slowed down compared to 2020, more significant is that it is not rising anymore as in previous cycles. Also, take your Bitcoin off exchanges. And this just in, breaking news, $2.2 trillion bank BNY Mellon to launch Bitcoin custody platform for institutional clients this year. Yeah, $46 trillion is most definitely a typo. I looked it up. Is $2.2 trillion in assets under management, as well as the first city in the world to be heated by Bitcoin mining. North Vancouver's local energy utility company announced it was partnering with Mint Green to create heat for the city using renewable energy and Bitcoin mining. Also in today's show, investors will look back on this time as a defining moment for Bitcoin, says Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone. That's right. He says investors who can overcome the FUD and buy into Bitcoin now might reap the major rewards in the future. Also in today's show, crypto markets setting up for a bullish second half of the year, despite sell-off, says Bitwise CIO Matt Hougan. That's right. In a new Yahoo Finance interview, he goes on to share, it always is uncomfortable when the market goes down, but I think we are actually setting up for an extraordinarily strong second half of the year. I think there are short-term hurdles in front of us, but as I look at the underlying trends, I am extremely bullish about where we end up by the end of this year. Also in today's show, crypto community reacts to Russia's war in the Ukraine. Sam Bankman-Fried, the CEO of FTX, just gave $25 to each Ukrainian on the FTX exchange. He says, do what you gotta do. And an interesting fact, Ukraine has the most Bitcoin on the balance sheet of any nation state. And here's the evidence. Ukraine has the largest Bitcoin treasury of any country with a value of $1.8 billion. Also, as pointed out here, nobody is fleeing tyranny with their gold bullion bars. Nobody is donating now over $5 million worth of gold to the Ukrainian army, and nobody is using gold as a medium of exchange when authorities freeze bank accounts. Also, as pointed out here by a Ukrainian citizen, my Ukrainian credit cards don't work anymore. I am safe physically in Kyrgyzstan, but all of my savings are gone. Crypto is the only money I still have. And today I can say without exaggeration that Bitcoin, Ethereum, and NFTs are going to save my life while I can't come back home. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin began on a nervous weekend at around $39,000 on February 26th after an overnight spike briefly saw a $40,000 return. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView revealed calmer conditions for Bitcoin on Saturday after overnight volatility saw highs of 40,300 on Bitstamp. And with traditional markets closed, the probability of fake out moves up or down was elevated thanks to thinner weekend volumes on the crypto markets, and the geopolitical turmoil focused on the Ukraine and occupier Russia formed the backdrop for continued cautious sentiment amid concerns that Monday in particular could bring fresh instability. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index while inching up towards the end of the week remained in the low fear zone at 26th out of 100, as you can see here. Yesterday was a 27, last week a 25, and last month a 20 in extreme fear. And as we all know, extreme fear is a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. Now, a potential silver lining for the Bitcoin bulls, meanwhile, came from the weekly chart with its recent $34,300 low on the Ukraine invasion. Bitcoin nonetheless managed to put in a higher low versus January's $32,800 dip. Should that hold, trader and analyst Rec Capital believe that February's come down from $45,500 would most likely turn out to have been a necessary consolidation move. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, if Bitcoin is to form a higher low relative to its $32,800 lows, then this current Bitcoin pullback is necessary to achieve this. And then he updates us here, Bitcoin mission accomplished, as you can see here in this chart. Meanwhile, the macro markets ended the week on a high with significant rebounds for both European and US indices. The US dollar, which had surged in strength as hostilities began, gave back most of its gains, with the US dollar currency index returning to 96.5 from highs of 97.7. And meanwhile, altcoins provided a mixed but still overall strong picture on Saturday, with major tokens led by Terra/Luna up almost 50% in the past week. And with Bitcoin cooling down, some late gainers were still playing out, including for XRP, which was up 10% higher over the past 24 hours. And Ethereum, the largest alt by market cap, trading back above $2,750 on the back of 5.6% daily gains, having sought to challenge that $2,900 resistance overnight. And right here, looking at the Ethereum 1 hour candle chart. Now, as Matthew Hyland points out, Bitcoin needs to close the February monthly candle above $38,500 in order to avoid having its fourth straight red monthly candle for the first time since the 2018 bear market. And as on-chain analyst Jan Wu shares here, this is a reminder that the unprecedented decline in Bitcoin balances on exchanges is still ongoing. While it slowed down compared to 2020, more significant is that it is not rising anymore as in previous cycles. Also note, take your Bitcoin off exchanges. Sage advice, not your keys, not your cheese. And this just in, breaking news, $2.2 trillion bank BNY Mellon to launch Bitcoin custody platform for institutional clients this year. Yeah, $46 trillion is most definitely a typo. I looked it up. It's $2.2 trillion in assets under management, as well as the first city in the world to be heated by Bitcoin mining. North Vancouver's local energy utility company announced it was partnering with Mint Green to create heat for the city using renewable energy and Bitcoin mining. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And before I break down next story of the day, investors will look back at this time as a defining moment for Bitcoin, says Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely correcting, down 1% for the day, maintaining at around $39,000. We have Ether up 2.2%, trading above $2,750. Polkadot up 11%, trading at $18.25. Luna up 11.6%, trading just under $75. And XRP up almost 7% for the day, trading just above 75 cents. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bloomberg senior commodity strategist thinks that investors who can overcome their fear, uncertainty, and doubt, better known as FUD, and buy into Bitcoin now might reap major rewards In the future, in a new interview, analyst Mike Maglone discusses how the current geopolitical events are impacting the commodity markets, including Russia's ongoing incursion into Ukraine. And when asked why Bitcoin, which is typically seen as a hedge against instability, didn't rise but instead sharply crashed as news of Russia's actions reverberated globally, the analyst says it's because the commodity markets were due for a widespread correction. He also says that the buying opportunity remains, quoting him here, "People should remember this for a lot of positions. This is a tremendous opportunity, most notably for people who have maybe raised a little bit of cash. We have been pointing out this for months that the market is way overdue for a pretty significant correction, most notably in terms of equities. We're also getting that correction in cryptos." Maglone goes on to say the Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are still risk assets and therefore investors should be prepared for volatility. He thinks that those who buy in now could end up winning down the road. As he shares here, "I still think there's more pain there. I don't think Bitcoin gets much below $30,000. It's holding good resistance around 40K. I think this is ultimately going to be a very good buying opportunity for Bitcoin. For longer term traders, it's going to be looked back upon in history as a defining moment. The key point is right now, we're in that stage where you've got to hit the bid on things you might not want to. And in this chart, it shows you that the stock market may be more vulnerable than Bitcoin. And to watch this entire video entitled Russia Attacks Ukraine, Will Bitcoin Survive? Check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto market setting up for a bullish second half of the year, despite sell-offs, says Bitwise CIO. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.8 trillion with $92 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 41.7%, with the Ether dominance at 18.6%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, we have ANC up 55%, Luna up almost 48%, Waves up almost 20%, and Atom up almost 10%.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A top executive at Bitwise Asset Management says the current dip in crypto prices is temporary. In a new Yahoo Finance interview, Chief Investment Officer Matt Hougan says that the crypto prices will rally during the second half of the year. Quoting him here, "It always is uncomfortable when the market goes down, but I think we are actually setting up for an extraordinarily strong second half of the year." Hougan goes on to share that the dip in crypto prices is caused by a medley of issues, as he breaks down here. The current pullback is being driven by three things, which are going to resolve. One is the broad market shift to a risk-off market that's pushing through all sorts of risk assets, of which crypto is one. I think we are most of the way there to adjusting to this new reality. The second piece is Biden's executive order on crypto, which is coming out this week. I think once we get past that, there will be a relief and then some tax-related selling. I think there are short-term hurdles in front of us, but as I look at the underlying trends, I'm extremely bullish about where we end up by the end of this year. And according to previous reports, the Biden administration is preparing to issue an executive order directing U.S. government agencies to look into digital assets and develop a strategy for regulating them. Hougan says that Bitcoin could hit a new all-time high on the back of positive developments for the flagship digital asset and the wider cryptocurrency space. As he shares here, "I wouldn't be surprised to see Bitcoin challenge and even surpass the previous all-time highs as long as things break along positive lines." And he's referring to the $69,000 all-time high we witnessed back in November of last year. Now, examples of what that could mean if we get a Bitcoin ETF approved, if we see reasonable regulatory outcomes out of Washington, D.C., and if we get broader continued positive trends in terms of institutional adoption of crypto, I certainly think new all-time highs are in sight by the end of the year if we see those kinds of things. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Matt Hougan. And to check out this entire video entitled Three Things Driving the Pullback in Bitcoin, check the show notes below the video in the description. Also like to point out that as I shared in yesterday's episode, Max Kaiser says that $220,000 is still in play for the king of all crypto for this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, crypto community reacts to Russia's war in the Ukraine. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to help support the channel. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes to Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Russia's military intervention in the Ukraine has elicited a strong reaction from the crypto community. The news of the invasion initially sent Bitcoin and other cryptos tumbling temporarily. Then the U.S. government has since responded to Russia's invasion with stringent economic sanctions that have helped crypto prices rebound from their initial price collapse. And amid all the doom and gloom, there are a few voices of hope in the crypto community. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin, a Russian citizen, voiced vocal opposition to Russia's invasion and said the country should have not abandoned the prospect of a peaceful resolution to the conflict. And also FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried decided to step up and offer monetary support to the Ukrainian traders. Every Ukrainian account holder registered on the FTX crypto platform is eligible for $25 in free money. As he shares here, we just gave $25 to each Ukrainian on FTX. Do what you gotta do. Much respect to Sam Bankman-Fried.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The crypto community responded to a Twitter message asking for donations to the country's troops and called on the Ministry of Defense to set up a crypto wallet. And thus far, none have been created due to the country's rules. And as the Russia-Ukraine conflict continues, more individuals are turning to Bitcoin to help finance the Ukrainian military. According to a report from blockchain analysis firm Elliptic, people have given over $400,000 worth of Bitcoin to the non-governmental organization Come Back Alive. The NGO provides military equipment as well as medical and food supplies to the local army. And in addition, a mysterious contributor recently donated 80 BTC worth over $3 million at current prices to the charity organization supporting the Ukrainian army. Checking out these tweets right here. Crypto donations to the Ukrainian armed forces have now topped 4 million. And I got an update this morning. It's now over $5 million since the invasion began. This includes one single donation of over $3 million just minutes ago. Crazy, right? And check out this other tweet from Crypto Whale. Very concerned with what's happening in Ukraine right now and doing everything I can to support them during these difficult times. I just donated $10,000 to the Ukrainian Red Cross to assist victims of this war. I encourage everyone reading this to also help out if they can. And Cyber Alliance, a community of Ukrainian cyber activists, has received approximately $100,000 worth of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, and a mix of stable coins over the previous year. And another community, a Russian rock band known for its protest against the government, has teamed up with Trippy Labs and Pleaser DAO to create Ukraine DAO. The Ukraine DAO will sell Ethereum NFTs to aid Ukrainians affected by the war. 10,000 NFTs of the Ukrainian flag will make up the NFT drop, and the money raised through the sales of the coin will be donated to NGO Proliska and the Return Alive Foundation, as pointed out here on Crypto Twitter. Welcome to Ukraine DAO. Our goal is to raise funds to donate to the Ukrainian civilian organizations to help those suffering from the war that Putin has started in Ukraine. We'll be buying an NFT of Ukrainian flag. Much support and love to Ukraine. And as pointed out right here, Ukraine has the most Bitcoin on the balance sheet of any nation state. And here's the evidence. Ukraine has the largest Bitcoin treasury of any country with a value of $1.8 billion. And as pointed out here, nobody is fleeing tyranny with their gold bullion bars. Nobody is donating over $5 million worth of gold to the Ukrainian army. Nobody is using gold as a medium of exchange when authorities freeze bank accounts. Take that, Peter Schiff. And as shared here by a Ukrainian citizen, my Ukrainian credit cards don't work anymore. I am safe physically in Kyrgyzstan, but all of my savings are gone. Crypto is the only money I still have. And today I can say without exaggeration that Bitcoin, Ethereum, and NFTs are going to save my life while I can't come back home. A very sad scenario. And this is the official Ukraine Twitter account. They put this up to receive donations to help support the Ukrainian army. I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin consolidates after $40,000 surge as analyst eyes weekly higher low for the Bitcoin price action. Also in today's show, we discuss investors will look back at this time as a defining moment for Bitcoin, says Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone, as well as crypto markets setting up for a bullish second half of this year despite sell-off, says Bitwise CIO, as well as crypto community reacting to Russia's war in the Ukraine, which I shared. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Cabot Gatlin wrote, JV, thanks for another great show. Let's step back from Bitcoin for a minute and ask a prayer for the people of Ukraine so they can return to their lives and get back to buying Bitcoin, as well as watching good YouTube videos like yours without fear. War is never good for anyone. Neither is fiat currency. HODL. Amen, Cabot. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Our next featured comment comes from David number 23. Check what the world threw out Bitcoin in just 2 years. Still stood on its strong feet. Facts, Bitcoin just becomes stronger and stronger the more you attack it. Bring it on. And our third and final featured comment comes from Dre, who said, Max said what? I tell you many times, don't ever bring up that $220,000 prediction again. Don't do it anymore, youngin. It's not happening. No time soon. A, much respect for Max for having the balls to speak his mind. Personally, I love his predictions and will continue to cover them. $220,000 Bitcoin end of year. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.